Warren Buffett doesn't recommend many books to his managers, but when he picked up a Wall Street Journal bestseller based on the largest CEO study ever conducted, 17,000 leadership assessments analyzed with cutting-edge tools, he told every Berkshire Hathaway manager to read it. Why? Because it demolishes the myth that great leadership is reserved for the charismatic Ivy Leaguer with a flawless resume. The truth is far more liberating. 8% of high-performing CEOs never finished college. Introverts slightly outperform extroverts. And the behaviors that separate exceptional leaders from the rest, they're learnable. Leadership isn't about pedigree or personality. It's about what you do, day after day, in moments that matter. Here's a startling fact. 94% of executives who fail at decision-making don't decide too quickly. They decide too slowly. High-performing leaders make good decisions fast, then adjust as reality unfolds. Don Slager exemplifies this. Rising from garbage truck driver to run Republic Services, he nearly doubled its market cap to $22 billion by making reliable calls quickly and learning from failures. The best leaders simplify complexity through mental models. Doug Peterson at McGraw-Hill Financial used Jack Welch's number one or number two framework to decline an acquisition in minutes that his team had debated for weeks. Jack Kroll transformed DuPont Agricultural Products with a simple return on investment equation for every choice. But speed without input is recklessness. Top CEOs give stakeholders a voice, not a vote. They also master triage, knowing which decisions deserve deep thought, which need quick calls, and which should be delegated. When Children's Hospital of Philadelphia's CEO Madeline Bell was asked to settle the gel versus foam hand sanitizer debate, she refused. That belonged with frontline staff. Great CEOs don't play instruments, they conduct the orchestra, yet many stumble because they haven't articulated their purpose. Take Nick, a brilliant investor turned CEO who couldn't delegate. His problem? He'd never clarified why he attended investment meetings. Once he defined his intent to coach his team's decision-making, everything changed. Intent has two layers: aspirational, long-term vision, and transactional, immediate goal. When these misalign, disaster follows. United Airlines dragging a passenger off an overbooked flight cost $1.4 billion in market value because policies raced ahead of values. Understanding stakeholders isn't about imagining their perspective, it's about asking. Neil Fiske turned around Bath & Body Works and Billabong by interviewing and listening to understand what mattered. Scott Cook built Intuit into a $5 billion business by having teams observe customers in their homes. The lesson? Stop projecting. Start listening with intent to truly understand. Reliability is the only CEO success predictor that both gets you hired and makes you excellent. Reliable leaders are 15 times more likely to be high performers, with double the hiring odds. Boards prefer predictable 80% results over genius swinging between 120% and 40%. Bill Amelio exemplifies this. His diabolical follow-through transformed CHC Helicopter from struggling to consistently exceeding budgets through communication calendars, rebuilt accountability systems, and robust processes. Nothing glamorous, just relentless consistency. Inconsistent leaders create chaos as seagulls who criticize then vanish, firemen who only act in crisis, dilettantes who change focus weekly, or hotheads whose mood dictates responses. Consistency teaches teams what matters. Inconsistency kills performance. The best leaders proactively shape commitments they can meet. At 26, Jason Blessing rescued a failing $10 million software implementation by resetting client expectations, then delivering. The most reliable leaders practice radical personal accountability. Mary Berner, leading Reader's Digest through bankruptcy, let 5,000 employees grade her performance biannually and published every unfiltered comment on the company intranet. That vulnerability earned her moral authority to hold others accountable. When you visibly own mistakes, your team learns accountability isn't punishment. It's the foundation of trust. Company lifespans have plummeted from 65 years to 23. CEOs who adapt boldly are 7 times more likely to succeed than those who wait for change to force their hand. Jim Smith of Thomson Reuters learned that adaptation means embracing failure as tuition. When his publishing unit missed targets, he discovered that success isn't about winning every time. It's about bouncing back stronger and learning faster. The hardest part of adaptation isn't finding new strategies. It's abandoning what made you successful. Kodak shelved the digital camera for 18 years to protect film sales. In 1983, Intel faced collapse as Japanese competitors commoditized memory chips, cratering profits from $198 million to $2 million. Andy Grove asked, "If we got kicked out and the board brought in a new CEO, what would that person do?" The answer was clear: exit memory chips. They pivoted to microprocessors and grew market cap from $4 billion to $197 billion. Top CEOs build an antenna for detecting change by looking beyond their industry. Jean Hoffman sold her pet pharmaceutical company for $200 million after studying trends in human pharma. The best leaders spend 20% of their time with customers, asking, "What would my successor wish I had done differently today?" Most CEOs never set out to become CEO, yet patterns emerge across nearly 1,000 journeys. The average path takes 24 years, with appointments landing between ages 40 and 54. Some accelerate dramatically through 3 career catapults. The big leap: accepting roles that dramatically stretch you by managing far more people or entering unfamiliar territory. Over 1/3 of fast-track CEOs made such leaps, with half occurring in their first 8 years. The secret? Seek stretch opportunities before you feel ready. The big mess: leading through underperforming divisions, failed launches, or crises. About 30% of fast-trackers navigated such disasters. Crisis sharpens decisive leadership faster than any classroom. As Teach for America CEO Elisa Villanueva Beard notes, you have to dig deep to figure out, what am I about? What are my values? Go small to go big, taking smaller roles at smaller companies or launching new ventures. About 60% of fast trackers had such experiences, offering faster responsibility growth and invaluable system building experience. Damian McDonald left prestigious Johnson & Johnson for a struggling division at smaller Zimmer, achieved 12% year-on-year growth, and eventually became CEO of LivaNova. Here is the liberating truth: 45% of successful CEO candidates had major career blow-ups. Setbacks don't disqualify you, your response does. Framing failures as learning opportunities doubles performance likelihood. Deflecting ownership cuts hiring chances by 1/3. Performance alone won't make you CEO. You must be known by decision makers. Christopher, an Australian executive with strong credentials, stalled not from lack of ability, but from insufficient visibility with those who mattered. Your boss profoundly influences your trajectory. Engage in constructive conflict without threatening them. Frame suggestions around organizational goals and their success, not your brilliance. Nearly half of fast-track executives had powerful sponsors who opened doors. Create sponsors through excellent performance and strategic relationship building. Share aspirations, not problems. Ask for relevant advice and close the loop. Make specific requests. Express genuine gratitude. Follow through consistently. Build a bonfire visible from space by focusing relationship efforts strategically rather than setting a million little fires through constantly changing projects. Staff roles supporting senior leaders provide exceptional visibility and executive insights. The simplest way to be noticed? Ask. Almost 60% of fast trackers proactively requested their next responsibility. But timing matters. Earn the right through strong performance first. Your tone should convey aspiration, not desperation. Creating productive conflict establishes leadership conviction. Carly hacked her company's servers to expose security vulnerabilities, serving organizational needs while getting noticed. Bold actions for business results attract attention. Political maneuvering for self-advancement backfires. Getting hired isn't about proving worthiness. It's about making decision makers feel safe through fierce competence and genuine warmth. Research shows likable, confident candidates are 2.5 times more likely to be hired, though these traits don't predict performance. Analysis of 212 CEO interviews revealed critical pitfalls. Foreign accents reduced hiring odds 12 to 1. Pretentious language made candidates 8 times less likely to be hired. Buzzwords damaged credibility. Overusing I raised red flags. Top candidates use down-to-earth storytelling, precise language with specific examples, and credit teams while articulating their contributions. Don't leave your fate to the interviewer. Shape the agenda yourself. Enter with 3 key talking points and vivid examples. Use meaningful numbers with context. I exceeded targets by 20% when competitors went bankrupt. Address failures by demonstrating growth. Understanding your leadership archetype, creative entrepreneur, efficiency expert, turnaround specialist, or reliability champion helps determine fit. Finding the right context is crucial. Every successful leader endures messy struggles. What distinguishes the most admirable are those who create extraordinary value through clarity of purpose and strong values. Leadership isn't about reaching the corner office. It's about what you do there, the lives you touch, and the legacy you leave.